Ma'amar Shmi. Did we start that already?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm over it too.
No, I never move the mic.
Okay.
What? Where are you?
I had to put a mark there.
All the way over there?
Anybody? Second the motion?
Survey says. All those in favor signify by the voting sign of the order.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll tell you that story later.
Reish Samachay. Gimel.
Why is it on here?
It's because.
Huh?
It's because.
Can you hit the left button on the thing?
He had a cup of coffee and you went in a hot mikveh, so, you know.
We're not going to accommodate the people that didn't do what they were supposed to.
Right.
Okay. Gimel. V'ha'inyonim ha'mahavim bris ben kudosh b'richu v'Yisrael. The Nesiv Shalom last week had spoken about the three mitzvahs that are called a bris, they're called a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. Actually, he spoke about four things. There are Mila, Shabbos, Torah, and the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Those four things are called bris. So these matters that create the bris, the covenant between Hashem and Yisrael, they are the main foundations of Judaism. A person can only acquire them through self-sacrifice. That is the rule. All of the levels and the elevations of the individual and the community. Yavsha, this goes by humbly mysterious language. One cannot, either one or a community cannot merit them without mysterious nefesh. Dr. Argy, you missed the last yesterday at the Shalshuvis, the fellow that spoke. Said that aim beklal and lamashe beprat. That the whatever is in the Chicago beklal is really it's only on Pratt.
That was the Tash. The Tash game.
Aim beklal and lamashe beprat. It reminds me of this year.
Dr. Unger. Steve. From across the park.
And I saw you wallowing in your blood, and I said to you, with your blood you shall live. Meaning that it is only with Mesiras Nefesh, it is only with self-sacrifice that we can have true life. So also the sea only split after they jumped into the water. And the water had reached the point where that reached their nostrils. Yeah, somebody might be dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Avram did not merit his lofty levels only after he was tested with his ten tests. Harishin Mayhem, and the first of them, Shepilu the Kivshin Aish, he was dropped into a fiery furnace, the Mankidish Mayizbarach, for the sanctity of Hashem's name. And the last one, Sha'at Ol Yisrael Kulana, which was the most chashuv out of all of them, Sha'agadez B'nai Agav HaMizbech, is where he tied his son on top of the Mizbech, V'chovash Yisrachimov, and he conquered his compassion to do Hashem's will. Chin Zachar Yosef, so also Yosef, only merited the Yosef, recovered the Midas Yisrael to be the chariot to the Midah of Yisrael, like the Ezeh Shamad Ben Asayin B'Mesiris Nefesh, only through the fact that he was able to withstand the test with self-sacrifice. So also all of the other holy people and the tzaddikim of all generations, they only merited their greatness only through withstanding difficult tests with self-sacrifice. When the Isa Medi Shabbos says, Medi Shabbos al-Pasuk, while the Kim Nisus Avram, on the Pasuk that Hashem tested Avram, Shemei Vikra, the Medrash brings the Pasuk, Nosato li re'echo neis li isnoises. You have given to those who fear you, a neis means a flag, li isnoises, to uplift themselves. So Nisayim, besides meaning a test, Nisayim also means to be uplifted, to be elevated. Nisoyin acha nisoyin, regidulin acha gidulin, test after test, and growth after growth. Bishvilin asoysan va'olam, in order to uplift them, to elevate them in the world. Bishvilin gadlam va'olam, to make them great in the world. Ken neis hazesh shel sfina, like the neis, like the what's it called? When a ship lifts the
banner.
Hoist
the banner.
Hoist.
That's
what's called an ace. That banner is called an ace.
Oh, because it's something that you notice. That's the purpose of a banner.
Right. It's also
the miracles happen all the time, but an ace is one that you know. Ha! Look at that.
Right. So the reason why it's called why a banner is called an ace is because it's elevated.
That's so you notice it. The fact that the table is staying on the floor and not floating up into the air is from Hashem. But that happens all the time, so it's not something we notice and say, oh, that's a nes. But if the table did float up into the air, that we would notice.
So also one cannot achieve these concepts of bris, of the covenant between Hashem and Yisrael, only through self-sacrifice. It is only through self-sacrifice that one can purify their body. One cannot merit the covenant of Shabbos. Only through sanctifying oneself, through extra sanctifying with self-sacrifice. As the Hashem Tov said, Beperesh Mama Chazal, explaining the words of Chazal, Mes Be'erev Shabbos Simen Yofaloi. It says in Chazal that somebody who dies, someone who dies on Erev Shabbos, it's a good sign for the person. What is Chazal? What do Chazal teach us with this? Does a person have a choice when to die? So it's not like you can choose to when to die. When Chazal means, when it says somebody who dies on Erev Shabbos, Hainu Shabbat Shabbos Mavato Kol Yeshusay Mahusay. It means that on Erev Shabbos he negates all of his entire self and his entire ego. And his animalistic physicality. The point that he sacrifices himself. That's what a person sacrifices themselves on Erev Shabbos. Leitoilus Kaddish, look at the Shabbos, to purify themselves and to sanctify themselves to greet the Shabbos. Simen Yafahu is a good sign for that person that can't just call the Shabbos Kaddish. That's a good way to enter Shabbos. We learned in the Nirosh Shabbos that the avodah of Erev Shabbos is that avodah of tshuva to come to a level where a person totally negates themselves to become a kli, to become a vessel to receive the kedusha.
That's why the satan goes in the attack or Shabbat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It explains my marketing meeting at Friday afternoons. Wives,
yeah.
Well, that's probably because the children messing the house.
Right. Or the husband's messing the house.
That is how a person's nefesh, ruach, and neshama can connect to the source of the light of the holiness of Shabbos. So that was Shabbos. That's the bris of Shabbos. That one can merit the kedusha of Shabbos through self-sacrifice. Bris mila, sheka amor b'chlal habris. A bris mila, as we've said, included in bris mila is hashmira ben yana kedushas bris kodesh, is to make sure that one does not violate the sanctity of their bris kodesh through inappropriate thoughts or inappropriate vision. V'dorosh the zemasiris nefesh, and this requires self sacrifice. Kamamar asav kedusha v'lechavich, as the Lechavich Rebbe said, zchusiyan leina v'loshen azayr kodesh. Zohar HaKadosh says, "V'yisoid siyum adegufa." Zohar HaKadosh says he uses the words that yisoid, which is a reference to the midah of maintaining one's sanctity in the area of the bris kodesh. Yisoid is siyum adegufa, is the end of the body. Zohar HaKadosh goes through the. He explains how the middos are set up in a way of the human body. The right arm is chesed, the left arm is gevura. The person's body is tiferes. The right leg is netzach, the left leg is hoid. Then the bris is yisoid.
That's what's like three on top, one in the middle, three on the bottom.
So the Zohar Kaddish says, he uses the words Yesod Siyum the Gufi. Yesod is the end of the body. So the Lechavitch says that what the Zohar Kaddish alluded to by saying this was B'chdei La'asik with this Yesod, that in order for a person to achieve the midah of Yesod, to be able to perfect the midah of Yesod, Tzorach La'asik Siyum the Inyanam HaGufiyim. The person has to be able to has to be willing to make an end to his physical desires. I mean, the person has to be willing to sacrifice his own physical desires in order to be able to acquire to refine and to perfect this midah of yisoid. V'chein bris v'amuna, the same with the bris of amuna. That a person's amunah should be pure and clear, to the point that not only his brain should believe, that even his limbs should be saturated with amunah. With his eyes of his intellect, he should be able to see all over the place. His emotions and his desires should feel and his limbs should not do anything that is against Hashem's will. As the pasuk says, all my bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? This level of amunah, a person can only achieve this level in amunah only with self-sacrifice. Nullification of all of one's senses, and limbs to Hashem. With Bris HaTorah Amru Chazal, and with the Bris of Torah Chazal say, Ein Devar HaTorah Miskayim Ela B'Mishum Ein Bisatmei Ela, that the words of Torah only have existence by a person that sacrifices themselves for it.
It's almost like a new definition of bris, right? Because, you know, we in the pshat, and certainly by Avram, the bris just means like I'll do my part and you do your part. That's a bris bein apsarim. But now he's saying that a bris requires a kind of dying of the old self, right? A mesiras nefesh in these four areas, which is a dying to the old self, so that you can be born again as this new relationship with the Eibishter. And it's a kind of a new definition of bris.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you have to use the term born again, but
it's a dying of the old. I mean, it's a maimis es atzma. You're killing off this old ego in order that something new emerges.
Right. I don't think you need another something new to emerge. I think it's just it's boundless, total is boundless to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As soon as something new emerges, there's something that's not both. and the idea, you're right, but it works both ways, because when the person nullifies himself and negates himself totally to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does the same for the person. I once heard from the Sraf Kavirav talking that he said that he was here once, Pashas Yisrael. We find four names in the Torah that were changed. Avram, which was changed from Avram to Avram. Sarai was changed from Sarai to Sarah. Yisrael was changed from Yeser to Yisrael. Huh?
From what to what?
Yeser to Yisrael. Mm-hmm. First Rashi, this expression. Past week's passion. And Yeshua was changed from Yeshua to Yeshua. If you take the letters that were added, it's Yudke Vavke. Yeah? Right, the Yud was added to Yeshua. Hey. Right, Yud was added from Yeshua to Yeshua. The Hey was added to Avram, from Avram to Avram. Vav was added to Yisrael, Yisrael to Yisrael. Another Hey from Sarai to Sarai. So the way he explained it was that when somebody totally sacrifices themselves to Hashem, Hashem gives himself over to those people. So okay.
Kind of sad for the fifth person that comes up and completely buttles themselves to Hashem. Hashem's got nothing left to give. Unless you go to the 72 letter name, then I got a few more over here.
Yeah, but he's saying that it's dafka in these four areas in which there's the promise that dafka in these four areas, that if you are maimis yourself, that spirituality will vacuum and the Eibishter will pour in.
It's a Shabbos, Briz, and Muna,
and Torah.
Oh, it really encompasses all of Yiddishkeit.
Yeah.
Just Emunah itself just does the job. Okay. In ALP, Amor.
Interesting how Avram and Sarah, husband and wife, both got the same letter.
We got the Hei Lo and got the Hei Tata. Oh. Yisrael got a vote. Yes, sir.
No. I'm saying yesterday, since you were Shoshavs, we talked about the Venus.
The Hay is Din.
That's right.
And the Yudin Vav is Ches. Okay. Hay is in a cave.
Why out? Has Din fit in with either of them?
needed to fix his, he had no boundaries in his chesed. His tikkun was to set boundaries. That's always malchus, which is hay, which is din.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be Amar. According to what we've said, Shin Yanam Alolo Shehem Abrizmen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. According to what we've said, that these concepts that are the bris between Hashem and Yisrael, Sgulosam Lazake HaChomer, Achi Eroi Lizdavik Bashem. That their segula is to purify one's physicality to the point that a person should be worthy of connecting to Hashem. That's what these four brisos accomplish. So now we can explain why at least three of them preceded Matan Torah. Right, the Bris Mila was given before Matan Torah, that was given to Avraham Avinu. Shabbos was given in Mora, right after we left Mitzrayim. And Emunah was given to us in Mitzrayim. Or even to Avraham Avinu. The Yisrael Bava Dezor was given in Mitzrayim. Because we explained above, Kol Inyan Bris Ben Absorim, Regolas Mitzrayim, the whole concept of the Bris Ben Absorim, which was Hashem's covenant with Avraham Avinu, and the Golas to Mitzrayim, Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Yodei Ateida, you should know with certainty, Ki Ger Yezarach Beret Leilayim, that your descendants will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. V'ach Kach Yetzi B'chush Godol, and afterwards they will leave with great riches. Shalachayit Tzarech Lavan, but you need to understand, Laman Nigzer Aleim HaGolas, V'terem Bo La'olam, V'terem Chatu. How could Hashem have decreed upon them exile before they even came to the world? And before they even sinned? And we need to understand even more that the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim were totally righteous people. And when they left there, they were ashamed. They had fallen to the 49th level of Tumah. What did Hashem accomplish through Golas? 70 tzaddikim went in. They came in. They came out totally opposite. Elohim Kainim is that the depth of the concept is Shakadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. The depth of this matter is Shakadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. And Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, "Ki b'chadei shiyu ruyim liyos ama nivchar." In order for them to be befitting to be the chosen nation, the Kabbalah Torah Gedosha, to accept the Torah, ba'aretz hanivcheres. And the chosen land, Hashem lekachadodesh esetamid, the land that Hashem constantly seeks, Hashem constantly watches. Shekadosh Baruch Hu b'chavod v'atzma mashgiach aleha, that Hashem Himself watches over it. Atnai lezeh. The condition is shekoydim yavru zikuch kasha, that beforehand they must go through a difficult purification of servitude and affliction. Only then will they be worthy of being the chosen nation. This is the most spiritual treasure that they merited to through the Golas of Mitzrayim. They were purified to the point of nothingness in body and spirit. As the words v'avodim, when they were enslaved, means physical. And they were afflicted, means benefesh, spiritually. After this purification of body and soul, afterwards the neshamas were purified with a with a purification from above during Kabbalah Zotayda, because the Rakam Allah peed them with the thunder and the lightning. She inyanam hoy lezakech haneshamas, which the point of that was to purify the neshamas yiruim the kabel or the kim of mimal. They should be worthy of accepting a godly light from above by the Kabbalah Zotayda, through Kabbalah Zotayda at shaparach neshamasim, to the point that their souls departed from them.
Complete opposite of what we said yesterday at Shalshutz. You said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Shara Kedusha to make them work back up to the... Right? To make them work back up to the laws of God. This is saying that he gave it to them.
No. They had worked back up to Kabbalah Zotayda, but they still needed that additional charge at getting
the Kabbalah. I mean, the Kiddush here is there is no spiritual progress without suffering.
Yeah, this is very difficult. That's the truth.
Well, this whole concept of Memtesh Shartuma being the purification rather than this.
But
he's being Medayik on the suffering aspect of. Not that we're steeped in the mental.
I don't think that's what he's getting at. I don't think he's dealing with the suffering. I think what he really is saying is what is necessary was total selflessness, total negation of self.
But that only happens when it's stripped away from you.
Right, that's what he's saying. But that was more through the Avodah Avinuism. They were enslaved to and afflicted to the point that they felt no self-value. It was total negation of self. If somebody can accomplish that without suffering, that would be great, but I don't know if that's possible. But that's what he's saying. That was that was necessary for them to become the Am HaNivchar, to fully negate themselves.
The Leshem says there's two approaches.
Is it?
The Leshem, and so this is Litvisha Kabbalah, but he says there are two. Sorry, mm-hmm. He said there are only two.
Confused
approaches.
Now.
One in which you yourself go into that zikuk and refining process and working on yourself. And the second is through suffering of Am Yisrael. So it lends a new definition to Brit. That is that sacred place where we meet the divine, but the entrance fee to do that is through suffering. I mean, that's he's telling us this is the paradigm.
Yeah, but I think that Mitzrayim, that our the fact that we were in Mitzrayim put into our genes the ability to totally negate ourselves. I don't think we have to go through this again. I mean the suffering part. Of course, we have now the ability within our genetic system that we can totally. We have the ability to totally negate ourselves to Hashem.
So when they were tzaddikim gemurim before they went into Egypt, I mean, he raised this question, but
tzaddikim gemurim, they were fully righteous. They didn't do anything wrong. It doesn't mean that they had that ability of.
So that's not as high a state as. That's not the highest state.
Right.
Right. It just means they didn't do anything wrong.
So unless they say
a baby that hasn't had any time to do anything wrong is a tzaddik gomer, or maybe we do. Do we say that? Or?
I don't know.
Is that the same thing or not?
I mean, it's very possible to say that the Shiftei Kof did have the ability to negate themselves to Hashem without this. It's just that
So it must be that something new is being achieved by this. They start off as tzaddikim gemurim, and then something additional needs to be achieved. So that's what I'm looking for.
Not necessarily. Just the fact that so many people were tzaddikim gemurim didn't guarantee that their descendants would be tzaddikim gemurim, or that their tzaddik, or that the descendants would be able to achieve this level of bittul.
Uh-huh. So this wasn't for them, this is for their descendants.
Right. And Hashem said to Avraham Avinu that his descendants would inherit the land, which included the Torah of the land, everything that required bittul to Hashem.
Okay. So it wasn't they who descended to the 49th level.
No, it was the descendants. Okay. Those 70 died as tzaddikim. Okay, v'zegam inyan gimel habrisa shal yodim yehudi nisra v'zikr gomer. This is the concept of the three brisos of bris, Shabbos, and emuna, that through them a Jew becomes cleansed with a total purification. Like the bris mila mezakich chukas levovay retichas damai. Through bris mila, a person purifies the desires of his heart and the boiling of his blood. Through the bris of Amuna, the person purifies his brain and his hashkafas.
Intellect.
What's the word for it? It's philosophy. Right. It is the Ashkafa in English. A philosophy?
World view.
Outlook. You say Ashkafa?
Worldview.
Really? Worldview?
Outlook.
We're having to learn to speak proper English now.
And through the Bris Shabbos, a person purifies his neshama and his limbs. Shabbos is the sweetness for the neshama. The seventh day is the pleasure for the spirit, and the pleasure for the nefesh, to take pleasure in Hashem's love and fear. And then we are purified to accept the Torah Kedusha.
Where did the Aron come from?
The Ivorim. That's why we don't do any malachim. Our Ivorim.